Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, I'll write my name, and then we won't get mixed up. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first and read. Okay, so if you look at number one at the top of your paper, you're going to see a sentence, and underneath each word there are circles. We're going to call those circles bubbles, okay? So I'm going to refer to those circles as bubbles, but we're not going to worry about that right now. We're going to look at the picture. Do you all see the bunny rabbit on number one? So, so cute. Let's color the bunny rabbit gray. And if you can't find your gray crayon, you can use your pencil because it will turn into a nice gray color. Your pencil lead will. So the sentence is probably going to be about a gorilla, right? Since we're coloring a bunny. No, it's going to probably be about a bunny or what a bunny can do. What do you think this bunny can do? Yes. This bunny can whistle through his teeth. No? All right. So the bunny can hop, right? Yes. So our sentence is going to be about the fact that this bunny can hop. Take two more seconds to color your bunny rabbit. Two, one. Okay, stop. Hold on to your gray crayon for me. Let's look at the sentence and let's find the word hop because that's what the bunny can do. And it's in the sentence two times. Hop, hop, hop. See if you can find it at least the first time. Do you see it? It's the third word in the sentence. Count the bubbles. One, two, three. I want you to color the bubble under the word hop with your gray crayon. Color the bubble. Fill it in. Fill in the bubble. So there's our first hop. It's the third word, H-O-P. Can you find the next word that says hop? There are two in our sentence. Yes, it's the last one. Color that bubble gray also. We're only coloring the bubbles under the word hop. We're not coloring any other bubbles. So we have two gray bubbles that say hop, hop, just like our bunny rabbit. Now put down your gray crayon. Put your finger on the first bubble, and I want you to move your finger while I practice reading this sentence to you. And I'm here to tell you, I am not going to read this sentence like a robot. I'm going to read it fluently, and that means just like how we're talking to one another. Ready? Follow along with your finger. It can hop and hop. See? Just like I'm talking to you. Scoot your finger back. Let's do it again. Follow along. It can hop and hop. Scoot back. Do it with me. Ready? Go. It can hop and hop. Last time, no robots. Not you or you. No robots. Ready? Go. It can hop and hop. Nice. All right. Let's move down to number two. I see a picture of a log, and there's a frog. Let's color the log first. Let's color it brown. Find a brown crayon, and let's color the log brown. This is like, you know, a tree stump, or it fell off, or got cut down. I don't know, but it's a log. You could put this on your fireplace. Just don't put it on your fire with the frog on it. Because that would be so sad, poor little froggy. Don't do that. Take two more seconds to color the log brown. Two. One. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. And yep, you know it. Find a green crayon for that little frog. So, if this is a picture clue, we're pretty sure our sentence is going to be about a log or maybe a frog and something to do with a fireplace. I don't know. We'll have to read the sentence to find out. Take 2 more seconds for the green frog. 2, 1, put down your green crayon. All right, don't hold a crayon. I want you to look at the sentence and I want you to look for the word log. Don't color the bubble yet. Just look for the word log. L-O-G, log. Do you see it? It's the last word. We're going to color that bubble brown. So find your brown crayon again. Fill in the bubble under log. It's the last word on number 2. L-O-G, L-O-G, log. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Next to the word log is a question mark. That means we get to use our question voice. I love using my question voice like that. So I'm going to practice reading it to you. You follow along with your finger. Take your finger pointer out. Put it on the bubble under the first word of number 2. It says who. Follow along with me. Who is on the log? Do you hear my question? Scoot back to the beginning with your finger. Let's do it again. Follow along. Who is on the log? All right, this time you do it with me. Read it out loud, not too loud. Here we go. Who is on the log? You're asking a question. Let's do it one more time. Who is on the log? Well, answer it for me. Look at the picture clue. Who is on the log? Yes, a frog. All right, let's move down to number 3. Do you see the pot? Me too. Let's color the pot red. Any kind of red will work. You could do violet red or your regular red. I'm not picky. Color the pot red. Now, if this pot was on a stove, it would be really, really hot. Yes, pot and hot rhyme. I don't know what could be in this pot. I'm here to tell you, Mrs. Oldham does not cook. Nope, but I can make cereal pretty good. Yeah. Take 2 more seconds to color your pot. 2 and 1. All right, hold on to that red crayon. Let's look at our sentence and find the word pot. P-O-T. Pot. You see it? It's the only word on number 3 that starts with a P. Yep, it's the second word. Fill in that bubble red. P-O-T. Fill in the bubble for pot red. Okay, don't stop there. Now I want you to look for the word hot in the sentence. H-O-T. Hot. Yep, it's the only word with an H. It's the last word in the sentence. H-O-T. Fill that bubble in red. And you'll see there's an exclamation mark next to the word hot. Go ahead and put down your red crayon. That means we have a lot of emotion when we read this sentence. We're excited, or we're scared, or we're mad. Okay, put your finger pointer under the word the. Put it on the bubble by the word the. Here we go. I'm going to read it to you with my exclamation voice. And then you listen and follow along. Here I go. The pot is hot. Whew. All right, go back to the beginning. Ready? Maybe we're excited or scared. We don't want anyone to touch it. Ready? Go. The pot is hot. One more time. Move back. Do it with me this time. Not too loud. Ready? Go. The pot is hot. All right, let's move down to number 4. Oh, it's a dog. I love dogs. Let's color this dog. Oh, you know, let's do black. How about we have a black dog? All right, start coloring the dog black. You know I love dogs. You know if you've done listen and learn activities with me before that I have a big old German Shepherd girl named Murphy. She's actually black and brown. She has black on her back and stuff. Anyways, dogs are my favorite. So this sentence is probably going to be about a turtle, right? No, it's a dog. So it's going to be a sentence about a bird, right? No, it's going to be about a dog. You've got it. Take 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. Let's look for the word dog in our sentence. D-O-G, dog. Do you find it? It's the only word that begins with D. Yep, it's our second word, D-O-G. Let's color the bubble in under dog. We'll color it black, just like our black dog. D-O-G, dog. All right, put down your crayon. I see a period, so we're just going to read this in our normal voice. Find your pointer finger. Hopefully, it's attached to you. Put your finger on the bubble under the word the and follow along with me. Here I go. The dog is little. Did I sound like a robot? No, I'm reading it fluently. Go back to the beginning. Let's do it again. Follow along with your finger. The dog is little. Come back to the beginning. Do it with me. Read it out loud, not too loud. Ready, go. The dog is little. One more time. Ready, go. The dog is little. Nicely done. Let's scoot down. Oh, look, it's a police officer. He looks nice. Let's color his uniform blue. Use any kind of blue crayon. I'm not picky. Let's color his shirt and his pants and his tie and his hat. Let's color all of that blue, his uniform. So sometimes when you see police officers, you can call them a cop. You know, that's a cop. Sometimes people say, oh, look at that cop, or I want to be a cop when I grow up. I don't, but maybe you do. I actually want to be a teacher, and I am. Dreams do come true. All right, take 3 more seconds to color the cup. 3, 2, 1. Put down your blue crayon for just a second. Let's look for the word cop in the sentence. K-op, cop. Yes, it's the only word with a C, with a k-k sound. Found it? All right, let's color that bubble blue. It's the very last word in the sentence. C-O-P, cop. Color the bubble blue. If you look next to the word cup, we have an exclamation mark. Go ahead and put down your blue crayon. Let's get our pointer finger out. We're going to read this like we're excited or have a lot of emotion about it. Follow along with me while I read it. Here is a Yeah. All right, put your finger back. Maybe you were speeding down the highway and now you're really scared because you saw the cop and you're going to get a ticket. Let's read it that way. Ready? Go. Here is a cop. Oh, no. Let's read it again. Ready? Go. Here is a cop. Last time. Here is a cop. Excellent. Boys and girls. Last one. We're on number 6 now. That's a little bed. See it? It's a cot. It's a cot. Sometimes people use them in the army or the marines or in the military, and sometimes people just use them when they're in a tent. Sometimes you might have one in your house. I don't know. Let's color the cot orange. Find an orange crayon. We'll color the pillow and the little bed part orange. It's a cot. You can kind of fold it up and put it away. And it works pretty well. I have to say, though, it's not that comfortable. It's really not that comfortable. My bed is really comfortable. This cot would not make me happy. But that's okay. That's all right. It's not about me. Okay, orange cot. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Hold on to your orange crayon. Actually, don't hold on to your orange crayon. Put it down. And then I want you to find your purple crayon, any kind of a purple crayon. And I want you to draw a dot on the cot, a big round purple dot, just anywhere, but make one big purple dot on top of the cot. Just fill it in on top of that orange. One big round purple dot. Got it? All right. Now you can put down your purple crayon. Here we go. I want you to look for the word cot in the sentence. Ot, cot. Do you see it? It's the second word, C-O-T. Color that bubble orange. Color that bubble orange. C-O-T, second word, cot. Now put down your orange crayon. Find that purple crayon that you used to make the dot. And let's look for the word dot in the sentence. D-ot, dot. Yes, it's the last word. DOT. Color that bubble purple, like the color of our dot on the cot. All right, put down your purple crayon. Take out your pointer finger. Point to the first word. This sentence has a period. We'll read it in our normal voice. Here I go. Follow along with your finger. This cot has a dot. Yep, because we had it. We put the dot on there. Let's do it again. Move your finger. Listen, here we go. This cot has a dot. Do it with me. Ready, go. This cot has a dot. One last time. This cot has a dot. Boys and girls, you did it. That is because you rock, I roll. Together, we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. You did amazing, and there were no robots, so thank you. I'll see you next time. Bye.